Welcome to Disruptive Adventism. My name is Jose Briones, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This podcast is about discussing the polemical statements and practices that are part of the Adventist fabric, which in turn shape this belief system to be unique and relevant for today's society. Our guest today is Daniel Escalante. He is the co-host of DMing Truth and Tech, another podcast that speaks about Adventism and technology and its intricate relationship. Our topic for today will be podcasting and apps and how they can help us to be more productive and mindful in today's society. We hope you enjoy it, and with nothing else to say, let us begin. Thanks for tuning in again for another week of Disruptive Adventism. Today we're going to be continuing on our series on tech. So we have here Daniel Escalante. How's it going, Daniel?
Hey, how's it going, Jose? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, it's a privilege. We have Daniel. He is the co-host of DMing Truth and Tech. That's another podcast on the platform here. You guys are on iTunes, right?
Yes, yeah. We're on a number of platforms. Last I checked, we were on Spotify, Overcast. A number of those.
Just platforms. Your favorite podcatching app. Yes. That's where you're going to find DMing Truth and Tech. Check it out. More information will be at the end to get in contact with Daniel and his team to get to know a little bit more about podcasting and understanding why is it so important. That's our topic for today. That's what we're going to be talking about. And Daniel, give us a little bit about yourself before we kind of delve into the topic. What are you doing right now? What are you going to do in the future? How's your family? You know, things like that. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, like you said, my name is Daniel Escalante. I've been married for 4 years now. My wife, she's Alice. And happily married 4 years. We're here at the seminary right now. We graduate in May of 2019. So we have a little bit left to go. And then after that, we'll see what happens. But hopefully, we'll keep pastoring with the Georgia Cumberland Conference.
Awesome, awesome. That's great to know. I'm really happy that you got some plans for the future. Mm-hmm. Do some ministry, do some things like that. Maybe pastoring, maybe something else. You never know where God's gonna lead you. Yeah. But happy to hear that you're married too. You know, that's an awesome thing. Now, you guys have a podcast, right, with Mario?
Yes.
So, how did that start? Give us a little bit of the background.
Oh, well, me and Mario, we're actually neighbors. And so we both are really interested in technology, and we just, you know, love keeping up with just tech trends and, you know, in the world of like Apple, Android, Windows. And we just came together one day and, you know, we were just really excited. We just wanted to create something, you know, so we sat down together and we just brainstormed. And we finally settled on a podcast because of how just popular they've been getting, you know, how many people have been tuning into just different podcasts. And so we just wanted to throw our voices out there. And so we finally just settled on DMing Truth and Tech, combining two of the things that we really both just enjoy talking about. So, you know, tech, you know, being just anything that might improve, you know, our lives through technology. And then just different church issues that are being talked about, maybe haven't been talked about a lot. And we just went from there and combined both.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, you say that podcasting is kind of starting to come into a trend. Mm-hmm. I mean, myself, I started this podcast, you know, and there has been a lot of changes. There have been a lot of things that are, you know, in the process. But how is it that, you know, you think that this aspect of technology, podcasting, is developing?
How is it developing? Well, I think it's just how convenient it is. And not just convenient, but it's also a way to learn something new a little bit quicker. I guess I'm not sure how else to explain it other than there are so many different types of podcasts on so many different topics. And there's so many like different ranges in between. So you have some that are 45 minutes long, 30 minutes long, but you also have some that are 5 minutes long. But they cover so many topics that you can really just like learn anything that you want. You can find something, a podcast on a topic that you're interested in and always come away learning something new. So the aspect of continued education is something that I see a lot of people are picking up on and they really enjoy it. You know, I've heard a lot of people will listen to a podcast on their way to work. you know, or when they're going off for a jog, you know, instead of turning to music or something else, you know, they'll turn to a podcast, because at the same time it's edifying as well as it's something that you just have in your pocket through your mobile phones.
I think that I agree with you, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to this idea of podcasting, it has been picking up. I mean, myself, mm-hmm. I've been picking up on more podcasts and more podcasts, yes, just because there are different topics, there are different ways to learn, and so many opinions out there mm-hmm. that are very important to listen to. Mm-hmm. And it helps us to get a broader, you know, like just mm-hmm. a better grasp of what's the conversation around mm-hmm. us and into all of these different topics.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when it comes to Adventism, you know, do you know maybe like a range of Adventist podcasts that are circulating around? Mm. How have you seen that happening within Christianity or within the Adventist church?
Yeah, that's a good question. I personally, I'm not aware of a lot of Adventist podcasting. And even the ones that I have stumbled across, like from Adventist churches, mm-hmm. It's usually like their sermons that they upload, you know, as the form of a podcast. Which is great, you know, it's you know, it's a way to get your content and your sermons out there. But I feel like I feel like most of our churches or most of Adventism has kind of settled there, you know, like it's just a way of uploading our services into podcast form, which is great. You know, people listen to it more. But I feel like people want something a little bit more engaging, a little bit more conversational style. I feel like those are the ones that are picking up more. Definitely.
Hmm. So what I hear you say is that most of the podcasts that you have stumbled upon or the things that you have seen are mainly geared towards just, it's another method of doing and placing my church service out there.
Yes.
It's not like a community building.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Yeah.
So is a podcast out of itself, like, I mean, of course, needs to be complemented with something else, like, you know, a real community in the real world. Yes, but how have you seen maybe podcasts been developing this community aspect in the space that they tackle? How is it that they are continuing to impact people? Mm-hmm. How have you seen it happening maybe in your life? Mm-hmm. Or have you connected with people through podcasting?
Yes, yeah. For right now, since it's our podcast is so new and still just starting, the people that we've connected with are the ones that we've shared our podcast with, or those who have heard it. And that, like, for example, you know, we have some people that have come up to us and just said, hey, you know, we really enjoyed your podcast. You know, we really resonated with the ideas you were talking about. So that is one way that we've seen that if you are in a, you know, community that you have the advantage of, like, that you can be, I guess, you can go directly to the people that are listening to your podcast. You can definitely keep the conversation going, keep the ideas going, and even just connect with more, like, what is it that they would like to hear, you know, from the podcast and things like that. So there is definitely an aspect of community building. And if the way I've seen it, like in other podcasts, aside from ours, is just that they might host, they might go to like different cities, you and host, you know, like this presentations or things like that. So you have a chance to actually meet the people that you've been listening to, you know, for so long.
Hmm. Why do you think then is important, or is it important at all, for Adventists to start venturing into this space a little bit more mm-hmm. than we have just through the sermons?
Yeah.
How would you see an Adventist engaging in the podcasting stage with the culture of the time, with the world?
Hmm. I think podcasting offers a very unique way for people in society to hear Adventism's voice on more than just theological issues, on more than just, you know, Bible topics, but it's a chance to get our voice out there on what we think is happening in our world, you know, in our society, in our culture, and wrestle with the ideas that, you know, different news topics are bringing up, you know, so on different like hot button issues, you know, like immigration and things like that. It's a way for Adventism to, just lend their voice to those conversations and say, this is what we think, this is how we see the world, and offer a perspective from the Bible point of view.
Hmm. I agree with you, and I mean, that's one of the reasons why mm-hmm. this podcast was started, because I believe that there is something weird, something controversial, mm-hmm. something different about Adventism that we can continue to spread to the world.
Exactly.
It's another avenue, it's mm-hmm. another uncharted territory to a certain degree within the church. Now, podcasting is just part of tech. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our topic for this series that we're covering mm-hmm. here is about tech. Mm-hmm. So what are some other ways that one can be engaged in the tech space from your perspective? Mm-hmm. Not only podcasting, but maybe mm-hmm. other tools. You guys talk mm-hmm. about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So how is tech beneficial for the Adventist person in just their regular everyday living?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it all comes down to just intentionality. Mm. And, you know, we have these devices nowadays that are becoming more and more expensive. Last year, I believe, you know, we have cell phones that just broke $1,000.
The iPhone 10 and the Galaxy Notes, right?
Yes, yeah. And so because of these price points, like, I think it's becoming more and more important for us to really consider how we use technology. And instead of letting it be something that controls us, you know, let's flip it and, you know, have it be that we control our technology. And the way that that happens is just by being intentional, looking at the apps that we use, and maybe even taking a few minutes just to find, you know, different apps that would benefit us in just a number of different things, you know, getting organized, listening, like podcasting is one, you know, that's a way to gain new perspectives, you know, about the world. Even Bible reading, you know, you have apps that are Bible apps that offer really cool features, like, you know, sending you a daily Bible verse every day, or a way for you to log your prayer requests or prayers that you want to pray for. And so for me, the way technology benefits us is all depends on how intentional you want to be with it. And I would definitely encourage us to be more intentional and just look into, you know, different apps and different programs that would increase our productivity and just how we engage with our ideas and the world around us.
As far as I've seen, and, you know, mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of things in your content. I listen to you guys' podcast, mm-hmm. but you also have a channel, right? Mm-hmm. You have a YouTube channel.
I do.
Now,
yes,
let's talk a little bit about that YouTube channel mm-hmm. and how you have used it to maybe expand or share things with mm-hmm. other people that are helpful for their spiritual lives. Mm-hmm. So how has that been? What's the process that has taken you? And what's the effect that it has had in others?
Yeah, that's a very good question. For me and Mario, both of us each manage our, you know, we just started our own YouTube channels. And the way that we've connected that is, for me, it's been a little bit more specific in that my YouTube channel connected with my website is geared more towards the pastor and the leader. And so what I want to do with that is I want to offer tutorials. I want to offer how-to videos on setting up, for me, since it's just what I operate under within the Apple ecosystem. So, you know, iPhone, MacBook, iPad, and how those are, what programs and how those devices can benefit ministry the most. And so I want to share, you know, how-to videos. I want to share apps and things like that. And so that's what I'm using my YouTube channel for. Mario has... he offers the other side where it's more for like the general, offering tips and advice and even reviews on how the different technology that we use can benefit the general person, you know, so the general member or anything like that. So the apps that they might use to organize themselves better, even like which kind of phone, which kind of system would be best. I believe his last video had to do with still having an ecosystem if you have an Android phone, but you use like an Apple laptop or an iPad, and still how you can still be able to synchronize your information across those devices.
As you continue saying that, one thing that comes into my mind and something mm-hmm. that we did as the introduction for this mm-hmm. kind of series that we're doing on podcasting mm-hmm. is that this is a recent development, right? Mm-hmm. Apps, what, maybe 10 years ago now, since 2008 mm-hmm. when the iPhone came out.
Yeah.
You have Android kind of taking over the market. You mm-hmm. have different operating systems. Windows has been maybe since mm-hmm. 95, you know, yeah. like the good old days.
Yes.
Yeah. However, this is a new space. It's a very different arena. It's the digital space. As humans, we're still trying to interact with these things mm-hmm. and trying to learn. There's a learning curve for older, you know, mm-hmm. generations and things like that. So how can we as Adventists maybe help people get more proficient with digital platforms?
That's a good question. I think it just starts with someone that has the knowledge or their experience being willing and open to share that knowledge with someone that might not be as familiar. You know, and that can happen in a number of different ways. You know, we can have workshops, we can have, you know, presentations, different things like that. But I believe it all just starts there, you know, just someone that has the experience being willing to share with everyone else, you know, how to do these things, what apps, you know, what programs have benefited them the most, and just being willing to share that information. Mm.
That's one way, I think. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that helps, you know, especially when you have older people that may not know how mm-hmm. to use these tools. And
yes, yeah,
they're very helpful. You know, at the mm-hmm. end of the day, technology is, it's a helpful tool mm-hmm. for us to use it to be more productive, to get closer mm-hmm. to God, to have that reminder. Like, you know, I think of my phone mm-hmm. and I have that reminder maybe like at 8 a.m. It's like, read your Bible. And it's like, oh man, like if I forgot, like, you yeah, know, or something. Yeah. Of course, like you're trying to never forget or yeah. things like that. But yeah. things happen, and mm-hmm. these are positive environment mm-hmm. tools that allow us to be better, to mm-hmm. be better individuals, and to just get maybe closer to God.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, with technology, not everything is positive. Mm-hmm. Not everything is a good experience for everybody. Mm-hmm. How have you seen your relationship with technology develop over the years? Mm. And has that been a positive experience or mm-hmm. a negative one?
Mm. That's a good question. For me personally, it has been kind of a roller coaster. I remember the first time that I believe I started with the iPad 2, and that's what started my journey into the Apple ecosystem. Now, what was negative for me in the sense in my journey has been that because of the cycle at which new devices are constantly being turned out, it's funny, you know, as soon as like a new device comes out, the one that you've had before that has been working just fine up until then, you know, automatically it seems like something might be wrong with it, you know, to justify that upgrade. And so the struggle for me has been to kind of temper that, to kind of find a way to control that. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not 100% there, but I'm definitely more aware of that now than I was years ago. You know, my wife can even tell you, like, if back in the day I would trade in one device, you know, sell it off to get the latest and greatest, because I thought that I needed it. I thought that it would make me even more productive. So definitely I've had to kind of temper that and find a way to, just to kind of like check myself in, like, no, I don't need the latest and greatest, you know, just because there's a new device doesn't mean that I need to get it. And it doesn't mean that the stuff that I have now isn't working. If that makes sense. So that's definitely been one way that I've had to grow and just be aware of that.
What are other areas that you have had to grow when it comes to these latest and greatest? I mean, mm-hmm. like you mentioned that, for example, we have phones now that are $1,000. Mm-hmm. I don't think that has ever been a phenomenon. I mean, I think of phones maybe in the early 2000s or mm-hmm. like, you know, they were never this expensive. Yeah. So is it, can I just do the same things that the iPhone 10 does with a, I don't know, $300 phone or something mm-hmm. like that? Is money part of the equation, especially for an Adventist? Mm-hmm. How do we relate to that?
I believe from my perspective, and just from what I've seen, because of the way that just the trend among applications has been growing so much, the way I've seen it, and what has made me kind of realize that maybe I don't need to spend so much money on a device is because of the apps. You know, if an app can run on an iPhone, and even all the way back to, you know, like the iPhone 5C or 5S, then most likely it can do the same thing that the iPhone 10 is doing. And that same thing goes for other platforms. If the apps and the programs that you use are available on those other platforms, then yeah, you definitely don't need to shell out $1,000, $1,200 for the latest phone, because yeah, chances are the app is optimized to run even on older devices.
Mm. So it's important, it's what I hear you say, mm-hmm. is that it's important for us to remember that, hey, you have a device. If it's working and you still have the things that make you productive, exactly. don't sell it out.
Exactly.
Just yes, yeah. keep it and make it work for you. You exactly. know, you don't need yeah. the flashiest device exactly. just because it has a new system or a new update or maybe mm-hmm. a new design or things like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard, isn't it? Like, you know, yeah. I mean, as a human being, we're like, yeah. oh, the new car, the new thing, like, you mm-hmm. know, it's always better. But the reality yeah. is that we need to be kind of content. And that's one area that is kind of new for us because technology is so fresh and it's coming at a faster rate that we kind of can't control sometimes what we want to do.
Yeah.
As we start wrapping up, I want to kind of touch on one more question. And that is, how do you see the Adventist Church engaging with technology in the future? You know, what's the next big thing in your opinion? What's the next technological advancement that we need to get on board right now so we're not behind, so we're not just uploading our services to the podcasting arena? What is this next thing that you envision? Of course, we don't know the future, but what's something that you see like as the new trend in society that we can tap into right now and start using it?
That's a really good question. If I've had to, if I had to say, I guess just a couple of things, I would say that people are looking for ways to engage with different organizations on a more personal level, especially churches. And so one of the ways I think that social media, if it can be used a little bit more efficiently, not so much, you know, Facebook has been great, but if we can get, if we can branch off into even different platforms, maybe even for churches to have their own apps. And that's kind of a way that I would see would really be beneficial, because if a church had their own application, then they can put anything that they want on it, their own news, their own notifications, service times, even chat features, you know, to talk with someone that, you know, that might need something. And that can even be done even before they step into the doors of the church. And so so it's a way to definitely connect with people. It's not so much that we're waiting for them to come to us. It's like we're open, we're available, and they can come to, they can connect with us whenever they want. And so that would be something that I would say, yeah, would definitely be great to get on board with. For churches to have their own apps and even to connect on a, you know, different social media platforms.
Well, thanks a bunch. I think that's a very good mindset to have and to go into that territory that sometimes we don't tap into. Maybe of course it takes money, it takes time, but as you say, and maybe as I believe as well, like it's a good investment. It's a good way to start communicating with people and opens different avenues. Well, thanks a bunch, Daniel, to be with us today. And as we go, before we go, every time, you know, we give our guest to one last time for you to tell our audience what's the final word on tech, on podcasting, on the things that we've been talking about. What's the message that we need to take home?
I would say if you haven't tried podcasting, definitely find a topic that you're interested in and just go into your favorite podcasting app, you know, go into the search bar and just search for it. You'll find, you know, a lot of good information. And as far as tech goes, you know, I feel like it all comes down to intentionality. You know, just let's all just be a little bit more intentional in how we use technology, and let's try to be a little bit more productive with it.
That was Daniel Escalante speaking about the topic of podcasting, apps, and technology. If you enjoyed it, check out their podcast at DMing Truth and Tech on your favorite podcatching app. Thank you for listening today. If you're enjoying the podcast or other content that we're producing here at Disruptive Adventism, we want to invite you to consider contributing through our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/disruptiveadventism. Your contribution helps us continue to create a space where Adventism expands its relevance in today's society. I also hope that our content has intrigued you a little bit and that you decide to stay around for future podcasts. If you have any comments, feedback, or a topic you would like us to discuss, please go to our website at www.disruptiveadventism.org or shoot us an email to disruptiveadventism@gmail.com. We're eager to engage in discussions about any matter, so don't hesitate to contact us. This has been it for today. We hope you join us next time. And as always, we invite you to be disruptive.